This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 219, Resident Evil Retribution from 2012. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Resident Evil Retribution?
I have seen this movie, 2012. I saw it at the theater in 3D, again, of course. And I think I watched it one time after that before the new one or the last one came out. So not the new one, the last one, like the last one in this. So I'm going to say 2016, maybe 6 years since I've seen it. I've only seen it twice. This is my third time.
Yeah, this is my second time watching the film. So yeah, the last time again, watched through of the 4K, but this is kind of the second time me watching it. But let's check out what the audience and the critics have to say about Resident Evil 5. So Nate, what did they say?
I mean, at this point, this movie's par for the course. It's not really different than the other ones. This one has a 28% critic score, so it's right there in the 20s. And then the audience score is at a 51% in the 50s. So these are all within the ballpark of each other, really. Not even a single one of them has been over 40% as far as the critics. So yeah, it's pretty much par for the course.
Well, it's been dropping. So I'll go with it quick. Yeah, Resident Evil 1 was critics 35, audience 67. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 2 Apocalypse was 19 critics, 60% audience. Resident Evil 3 Extinction was critics 24, audience 58%. So that's a 2% drop. Afterlife was 21% critics, 48% audience. And now Resident Evil 5 Retribution is critics 28, 51 audience. So it's just been declining.
But they've been like going like this. Like certain ones have like a couple of percent higher audience and a couple ones have. The main point is they all have low scores across. And what's weird, we haven't gotten into it yet. I think it's weird that 4 had a lower audience score than this movie, but we'll get into it in a minute, I guess.
It did. 4 dropped by the audience and then it went back up by 3% and 51, which I have a theory on why it went up, but we'll talk about that during our review. But with that said, that was the Rotten Tomatoes scores. You guys got the critics. They're at the 28, and of course the audience is at a 51. But let's see if we agree with either one of those guys. So with that said, let's take it away with the main characters. Now we got Alice and a bunch of other Resident Evil characters. I'm going to let Nate go on this one. What did you think?
Well, spoiler alert, I hate this movie. I absolutely hate this movie. Okay, lead. I'm going to give her a 2. I'm going to give Alice a 2. She regressed for me. You know, like the last movie, I finally was like, okay, they gave her something cool, right? They took away her powers. So she still doesn't have her powers for most of this movie. She still doesn't have her powers, which is cool. But like character-wise, there's just nothing for her here. You know, like the movie starts off with this sequence and it turns out it's one of her stupid clones because now she has unlimited clones. She didn't just have the clones that were in that other facility. Yeah. Now she also has all these Japanese clones in this Japan facility where there's just we'll get into in storyline. But I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And like, it doesn't make sense. Like, do you remember this is the part where I was like, okay, last movie I gave her a 3. And this movie, I was starting at that same point. I was like, okay, she was a 3 last movie. Let's see. She doesn't have any like progression, but all of a sudden she has a fake deaf daughter who's not her real daughter and she knows sign language. And I'm like, where the hell did she learn sign language? Like she's talking to the girl, she's doing all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, hold on a second. I get it why the clone would know because that's her, you know, they implanted it in her. But why did the real one know? It was very stupid. It was poorly written. And she's super like, is it just me? Like she was very bland in this one. Like more than she was more like the Alice from like the second and third movie where she was very like monotone and bland. And I feel like she went back to that. So I didn't really like her. Still not enough to give her a 1, but I can't go higher than a 2. I didn't like her as much as the last movie.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. She was very decent. She was flat. You're right. Afterlife, to be really honest, so far we're up to 5 Resident Evils. And Afterlife to me is the best Alice that we got on screen to me. I agree with you. Her interactions with half of these characters are just weird. Some of them she met for the first time and then other ones died, and then they came back. So it was just weird for me, but we'll talk about that in the storyline because I was very weirded out with that whole situation. In terms of her, her fighting was good. Again, she was good with the fighting. Alice was good, but it was the same shit that we saw for 1 through 4. Like, it was nothing new, nothing creative, and I know it was this 3D crap that they keep throwing at everybody. So I know all these fighting scenes and everything had to look 3D, and like you said in the last review, 3D, if it's on a 2D, it's not gonna look good. It didn't look good for me on this, and her character looked so garbage on screen because the 3D effects are not kicking in. So when she's doing her fighting, it didn't work. Her interactions with Jill, which is the bad version, and she's good in the other version, it was kind of corny. They were corny dialogues. Her and the, I don't even, Ada Wong, is that a character in Resident Evil?
She's from the games. Yes.
Oh, because she was hot. Yeah.
Yeah, she's from the games. Her and Leon Kennedy are both from the games. But this was their first time being in any of the movies.
Does he look like the character? Did they look like
him? This guy looks pretty, he looks like him. But he's a horrible actor, whoever that guy is. Like, he's really bad. But he looks like 85% like the video game character.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know those characters. And I was just like, what is... I was like, all right, it is what it is.
He's from like Resident Evil 4, I think. 3 or 4, oh, one of them is when he comes in.
My problem, why this knocks her down to a 2, because I agree with you, she is a decent, she's a 2, is that they added way too many characters to blend in with her. Like, I know, I understand it's a journey and they all had to get out of this thing, but they had, what was it? They had Ada Wong, they had Leon Kennedy, they had the black dude from Afterlife,
Luther.
Then they had the clone of one of the good guys, which was Michelle Rodriguez. She was playing two good and bad. Then they had, I just felt like there was so many.
What's his face? The guy, the mommy guy.
Oh,
Oliveira.
Olavega dude. Yeah, he came back. He was the father, and then he's back as evil. I didn't understand these things. Maybe you could understand it to you could explain to me even more with the storyline. But I think with all those characters in there, destroyed her character development. They just did not know
which way
to go. Wouldn't
it have been cool? Wouldn't you agree that maybe her character would have been better if she had a different reaction when seeing these people? Like, oh my gosh, you from part one from 10 years ago who died in the facility? Like, you're here? She didn't. She reacted as if they were just, she's a robot and they're robots.
Well, I would have laughed if she would have said that. You came back from part two.
You're here from part one. Holy crap. Letty. Oh, it's Letty. You.
Yeah. Olavega, didn't you die in extinction? And you're back for more?
We have a dead daughter.
No, I agree. I give it this two across the board. It's now main villain. You could score whoever the hell you want because it was like everybody was a villain.
It's a one. It's a hard one. Listen, I'm going to tell you why it's a one. Because main villain of this movie is a computer. Okay? Yeah. It's a computer. It's the Red Queen, who, by the way, for the fourth different time is a different... has a different look. How do they keep who is this girl? In the first movie, she looks one way, right? And then in the second movie, it's kind of implied that she's based off of that guy. Remember the guy in the wheelchair? His daughter. Yeah. And then in the third movie, the third movie, because that's where she gets the clones. It's another little girl. And now it's another little, like, who is, you have a computer system. If there's a girl like that, it's got to be modeled by whoever created the system, right? What girl is this system basing itself off of? Like, that just keeps changing. It doesn't make any sense. It's pretty stupid. And it's a CGI girl anyway, so I don't understand why they couldn't just use the same model from the first movie. It doesn't make any sense. They even had to redo the lines, like, you're all going to die down here. Oh my God, shut up already. Very stupid. On top of that, the zombies take a hardcore backseat in this movie. They're really not, like, because it's all inside of a facility, you know? So you have the one hallway fight scene. There's zombies there with the flower mouth zombies, right, from Japan. And then you have the zombies that shoot guns in the Russian scene. But really, like, they're not a real threat in this movie. The threat is the Red Queen and all of the clones that she's controlling. Now, Jill Valentine's a villain, and Michelle Rodriguez, one version of her, is a villain. And Colin Salmon, the black guy from the first movie who got turned into a, you know, chunks, he's a villain. Oliveira has a, like, they all have villain versions of all the people from all the other movies. And it's just too much. And none of them are memorable. Like, they don't have any personality. They don't have any, you know what I mean? They are just the same actors, but they're not like the same characters. And lastly, okay, she's controlling Jill by that stupid spider thing on the chest. But how in the world is she controlling the other? They don't all have that spider thing on their chest. So how are they? Why don't they just decide not to listen to her? Why don't they just be like, you know what? We got all these weapons. We're not going to do it. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. If you think too much about it, it becomes too stupid. So I'm just going to give it a one and leave it there.
Yeah, I'll just say that to defend that point is that that's the only version of Jill is the real one. So she has the thing in her chest while the other ones are dead. So they're all clones. So sure. That's the only thing I could think of. Because honestly, she never died. So she has the red thing in her chest, just like Claire, which I didn't understand why Claire and Chris wasn't in this. They were in the last movie, so where the hell did they go?
That's what I tried to tell you. So you remember when I told you they blow the ending in this next movie? That you have all the helicopters? This is what I meant. Like, all the people on that boat, none of them are around anymore. The Kmart girl, Chris Redfield, Claire Red, they just disappeared. Like, she fell off the boat, and they're just evaporated. They evaporated.
Do they come back in the last one?
I don't remember. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. She was hot. I don't remember.
I like Claire. She was hot.
I think she might. Chris never comes back again.
Yeah, he's I kind of figured he doesn't. He's too big. Yeah. He's too big of an actor.
Sure.
All right. Look, my main villain, I gave it a two. This is why I gave it a two. I do agree with you. The Red Queen, it is what it is, but I did kind of like, I liked a little bit the facility. I thought that was pretty cool. But again, it falls under the word I said, and me and you said for a long time with these movies. It should have been called Project Alice, and leave it at that, because this would have been an awesome sequel if it was just not Resident Evil attached to it. I thought the freaking zombies from the UK or whatever the World War II version.
Russia. Yeah.
I loved it. I said, man, it was cool because it was totally different. It reminded me of Zack Snyder's type of zombies. Like in one of those movies, like in Sucker Punch. Remember Sucker Punch?
It reminded me of Dead Snow. You ever seen the movie called Dead Snow?
No.
They were like Nazi zombies, and they were like that. Because like, I know
didn't Sucker Punch have one scene that it was all zombies shooting guns?
Yeah, in the world where it's like a fake World War II scene, and they're kind of like, they're zombie-ish.
Yeah, I liked it. I was like, you know what? I was like, that's pretty cool, pretty creative. I was like, it was cool. But then they show Leon Kennedy and all the other characters, and I was like, who are these dudes? And they had the dude that played Bob in X-Men. He was in it. He's Kevin a character Durand. Too?
I don't know who, no, I don't think he's from the game. I think
he looked like a character from a game, though, because they had the red vest and he had the big gun and he's chewing on the tobacco thingy. And I was like, is he a character also?
Well, he's not. I know Leon and Ada are the only new ones that are from the game.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I thought that scene was cool. But other than that, I thought it was. Let's get the elephant out of the room here. How the hell did Wesker go from bad to good? He was like,
he just changed his mind.
He was just like, Alice, I'm going to give you your powers back.
You know why? Because he got locked out of Umbrella by the Red Queen. So he's like, okay, well, if I don't work here anymore, I'm going to try to bring it down. And now he's the president.
And then he goes, we have to save the... I was like, motherfucker, you're the one who started this entire thing. And now you got to save the human race. I said, like, this is so backwards.
He still has his powers. He like teleports over to her and like stabs her in the neck. It's like, oh my God. And you know what's the worst? Like, I'll save it for storyline. But yes, you're right. Wesker's now a good guy.
Wesker's a good guy. Yeah. I don't like the actor. He is really horrible. He is. This is like a B Resident
Evil. Makes me laugh, though. Every time he talks, he makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's really bad. Yeah, villain. Again, there's not much to say about the villain.
Oh, there's the giant liquor, like the 700-foot liquor now. It's just a really big one with the
brain.
That
car scene was pretty cool, though. I thought it was okay. But anyway, look, I gave it a CGI, two, you gave it a one.
Terrible. Yeah.
Action sequence.
Okay, well, if there's anything in this movie that I don't, like, absolutely loathe, it's the action scenes. They're okay. I do like the hallway fight scene with her and the zombies, and it's, all white.
Oh, with the
lock? I think visually it looks really cool. Yeah. She has the lock, and, like, it's a lot of hand-to-hand, which is great because it's not just shooting. So that was welcome. And it's long. Like, it's a good... I like that scene. I think it's legitimately good. You know, that was a good use of the slow motion compared to the last movie. Like, there's slow motion in it, but it's not constant. It's just to emphasize certain movements. So that was cool. And then what happens in the last movie, we get that big guy with the axe. And in this movie, we got two of them. So her and Ada Wong fight the two big axe guys. I don't know their name, but that was fun. It was a fun little action scene and they get blown up. Then you have the zombies, the zombie military guys with the guns, shooting them in the, you know, pinning them down in the like jewelry store or wherever they are. Then there's the 7,000-foot liquor. Here's my thing with that. The liquor itself looked better than how it used to look, but the car scene is so CGI. Like when the car is driving down the hallway, and maybe because 4K really brings out the clarity, but it looked so corny. Like with the little spinning rim, I was like, oh, it's a good idea. I agree with you. Like, the idea is not bad. But, you know, those 2012 special effects were shining through hardcore. But I thought the action so far in every one of these movies, the action is never the issue with them. It's always other stuff. So I'm going to I'm still not giving it none of these are a 5 for me. I'm still going to give it a 4, though. I thought it was good. There's a lot of solid action scenes. The Russia scene stands out, and the hallway fight scene, for me, stand out as, like, two of the best.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it a 4 also. I didn't see no problems with it. I enjoyed some of them. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, the hallway scene was cool. Ada Wong doing her stuff was awesome. When she was shooting, like, she looked like she's pinpoint accuracy because she was just shooting then on. When they were in the house and they had to shoot out, that stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought the liquor thing, whatever you call it, I thought the car chase was okay. Not as crazy. I thought it's a fine car chase. It wasn't over the top. I liked the Nazi guns, zombies. I thought that was pretty cool. Other than that, I don't know. I just felt like it was just a waste of sequel, to be really honest with you. I thought there could have been so much more added to this movie, but no, it is not. But I gave it a 4. I don't think it's a perfect action at all. Storyline.
One. Yeah, listen, this is the worst storyline out of all the Resident Evil movies. It's the worst. Like, every time you think too hard about something, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, oh my God. So there's the one scene that bugged me a lot is when they go, they're in the facility, right? Again, another facility, because Umbrella apparently has unlimited facilities that still have electricity, that still have power, no matter what, even though the world's all dead. You know, they go to the end, the freaking White House looks like it's in the Armageddon time, but this facility has perfect everything. And, you know, they go in there and then she enters this big room that's like a factory and it has the clones. And the only clones in there are the black guy, Oliveira, her, Michelle Rodriguez character. They're like, you have to populate this whole town. There's none of the Japanese people. There's no clones of them. There's no clones. It's just a million clones of the people you know, which is so silly. Alice's storyline is no good here. This really, to me, it really felt like, okay, part four was pretty good and it had an ending. And then they wanted to tease this big thing with that little mid-credit scene, right? With all the helicopters and it's Jill, which, why is it Jill? Like, what the heck? Just because she was in part two, why in the world would Umbrella just want to use her? She was just a cop in part two. She was no one special. So why is it her? That's number one. Then number two, like, it seemed like this was just a means to get to that last scene so that they can make like that last movie that we're going to be watching next week. You know, this really felt like an in-between movie. Whereas each one before this, it felt, even though they're not great, none of the writing is great, but at least they felt like continuations. This one just felt like, man, we don't got any good ideas, but we need to get to one movie at least, one more movie. What can we do? I know, we'll just bring back every single character who's ever been in any Resident Evil movie and Alice will fight them. Like, I feel like that's the basic premise of this movie. There is no story here. Umbrella at this point is run by a computer. There are no, like, head people. They're not actually trying to do anything anymore. Like, what are they trying to accomplish? They want Alice back so that they can use her as a, I don't even know what they want her back for. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's very confusing. They could have just injected her with whatever when she was sleeping on the floor in her napkin dress, but instead they play this loud sound and like torture her for no reason. It just, I hated everything about it. And your questions that you were asking, I have no idea. I have no answer for you because it makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense why these people are the people they brought back other than the audience knows who they are.
I gave it a 1 also. I thought the movie was boring. I fell asleep. Oh my God. I think I fell asleep like 2 times. I had to rewind where I fell asleep. It was boring. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It was really boring. I was not engaged with this like the first 4. Like the first, I mean, we could say whatever we want about the first 4 movies, like how corny
they're
it is,
crap,
how bad.
But they're entertaining crap.
Yes. Very entertaining. This one is god awful. You're right. There is a facility underwater that has a hologram of each continent underwater. So they have a Japanese version so they could do their testing on the virus there to see how that goes. Then they got a suburbia version. Then they got another New York or whatever the fuck it was. I was like, this is stupid. And then my thing is, if they're holograms, why is she running? Like, they're not going to bite her. Like, that's where I was so lost. I was like, it's a hologram / realism because the Red Queen is automatically going, oh, we're going to make it into, what is it, Wave 8. We're going to unlock whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, it's these zombies that could shoot. But I'm like, where did they come from if they're holograms?
And what's their purpose? What do they like? What do they do?
It that made no sense to me. The beginning, I will not. I will say this: the beginning, I liked a lot when she was with the daughter and Oliver. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. That's her dream or whatever. And then the zombies came out. I was like, this is pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, I was really into it. I was like, this is actually a pretty cool way to start it. But then again, it was the same baloney. Hi, my name is Alice, and I was a security guard for the Umbrella Company.
Oh, they did the whole thing.
They really did
like a 5-minute version of it.
Yes, they did.
Here we go.
Yeah, they were like, if you didn't see part two, well, part two is called Apocalypse, and I had to fight the Nemesis, and then part three Extinction came
and then
out.
Then I was in Resident Evil Extinction. It was kind of like Mad Max, except with me.
Where, for those of you that watched, that played Resident Evil, we had Claire Redfield show join the movie.
Yeah, and I burned some birds.
Yeah. I burned some birds. Oh man. So yeah, you're right. That was a horrible beginning. I was just like, oh my God, like, geez. But the storyline was really bad. I hated the ending was so corny when they all on top of the White House and it was just like video game. They all standing and posing.
They're dragons. Like, why is there dragons?
I don't know what these things are. You see zombies running up to the gates and then you see them just standing there like, pip, pip, pip.
Oh my God, it was bad.
It was bad. It was really bad. And then you see them going, you see the dude clocking the gun and I'm like, you're not going to shoot for nobody from up there, bro. Like, what was the point? Yeah. It was
bad. You know what this one felt like, too? It felt like a bunch of video. This one felt the most like a video game, but not a Resident Evil game. Because it was just boss battles, right? Like, fights guys in the hallway by herself. Boss battle one. Boss battle two, her and Ada fight the big guys. Boss battle three, the guys fight the zombies in Russia. Boss battle four, they fight the liquor. That's pretty much what it was. It was just a progression of fights with no story.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I thought it was god-awful. It was really bad. It was really horrible. So that's a one for me overall.
I forgot something I hate, and now I'll put it in overall. Two things I hate. Number one, now the T-virus is apparently little T's. Like, there's little T-shaped, like, it's so stupid. In the first one, it's just this blue liquid in a jar. Now, it's a little T that has, like, looks like a germ. Like, what the hell is this? And the thing I hate, too, this is and this is towards the end, but I rolled my eyes so hard, I think I fell asleep right then. Like, I just instantly fell asleep. And this is when they're fighting Michelle Rodriguez, and she's doing freaking Mortal Kombat X-ray moves. And they show the bones breaking inside the body. And I was like, what are we doing here at this point? Like, she punches the guy in the arm and it goes like, and then she punches the guy. And they just kill my dude like nothing. The guy from part four, like, she punches him in the heart and he's dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Yeah. And that's another thing. Part four. Okay. Part four. He's a basketball player who lives in jail. They escape to the boat. He escapes in a tunnel. Right? Remember, at the end of the movie, he's in the tunnel. That's where he ends. Now, this, right after that, they go get her off the boat. I'm going to assume they captured her, and this is maybe like a couple of days later. That's what it seems like, you know, from the last movie. But my man is all of a sudden a military trained, like, hit squad. Like, how did he link up with this squad that they call in? How is he a mercenary all of a sudden? And he knows Leon. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I give this movie a one. And I wanted to give it a two because I was like, the action's pretty good, but I can't. I can't in good conscience even give it that because it's really, it's so dumb that it makes anything good, like, irrelevant. It's like, yeah, okay, there's some good fights. But then they do the X-ray bone-breaking fight, and I forgot about that, and I hated that. So, yeah, I have to give it a one. I really hate this movie. I remember hating it, and then when I watch it, I was reminded why, because it's stupid.
Yeah, I gave it a two overall, and that's just being generous. It's a boring-ass movie. Certain things I did like it. That's why I gave it a two. Like, I did like how the characters looked like you said they looked like the game. So I thought that was pretty cool. I looked up Leon, and Leon did look like him with the long hair and the vest and everything. So I was just like, you know what? I gave a point for creativity on that front. Alice was still good, but then it just falls apart from there. You know, her again. I think her husband gets a hard-on her wearing napkin dresses.
And this is her third time wearing the stupid napkin dress.
Yeah, it's so weird. She's wearing, like, leather most of the time in a lot of outfits. She's in napkins covering, or she's temporarily half nude. And I'm like, yo, like, we already get the point. Like, she's a lab rat. Like, how many times are we going to keep watching this thing? And I think this dude gets turned on. I don't know. I maybe he does. He's like, I got to see her in a napkin dress this time. Like, it'd be
as
awesome.
If he doesn't see that every day when he goes home. Without the napkin. He's like, I got to show everybody else how she looks in a napkin dress.
In a napkin dress.
It's just two napkins with some strings on it. It is. What is this outfit? It's nothing.
It's stupid. It's very stupid. Jill Valentine looked like a porn star in this one. Look way.
And she talks like one.
She did. She did.
She I'm gonna did. Get you, Alice. I'm gonna kill you. You're dead meat.
You're dead meat.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you saw the bad acting chops in this one with her.
That's for sure.
Yeah, her and the other dudes. It wasn't that Russian dude that played the Leon Kennedy guy. Wasn't he the Russian guy from 2012 that flew the plane and crashed it with the Russian dude? Remember they had the 7 Boeing 85 or whatever it was?
I don't remember.
He was like, it's possible, but
I really don't remember.
Jonah Erb, I think that's his name.
Never. I hate that that's his name.
U-R-B, Erb.
I hate that his name is Erb. I don't like Herb. That. I don't like that.
Yeah. I think he was the pilot, the Russian pilot.
Yeah, he is. He's in 2012.
I knew it.
He's in 2012. How the heck did you even... I don't even remember, but yeah, that's him. He does look like the game, he's a horrible actor.
Now looking at that, I was like, yeah, he is. He's really bad. But look, all in all, this is a garbage movie. This is not watchable crap. This is you burn the shit because this is really bad. This is not good at all. But with that said, dude, what is your... total points?
Total points for me is a 9 out of 25. By far the worst Resident Evil movie so far. Now, I really don't remember the last one much because I saw it at the theater and I never watched it again. So it's been 5 years. But I remember not hating it as much as this one. So we'll see. But to my memory, this is the worst. So I gave it a 9.
I gave this an 11. It's a bad movie. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it's a little 2.4.
Still very low.
Yeah, it's still low, but this is the worst one I think I ranked out of the 4, I believe. This is not a good movie. I don't even recommend this to nobody, but again, that's your choice. I mean, you buy the box set, it's nothing you can do. You're going to get 5, but I guarantee you're never going to put it again once you watch it once. Yeah. It's a really bad movie. It's not watchable crap. Unless you're into porn star Jill Valentine, then you might like it. Or Napkin Alice. You might like her napkins. Napkin Alice.
If you like girls dressed in nothing but paper towels and dental floss, then this might be your jam. And this is what I was talking about when we started. How has this got a higher audience score than the last movie? I have no idea.
I think people were into the females. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. The Ada Wong was actually pretty cute. I was like, okay, that's cool. But great. She didn't do much at all.
You can watch great looking people in a million other ways than having to sit through this garbage movie.
You're absolutely right. It's a horrible movie for that. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next?
All right. Next episode, we'll be continuing with our video game movies. We got 2 left, and the next one is going to be Assassin's Creed, which I think is a first-time watch for you, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And then next week, we are finally getting to the end of the Resident Evil franchise. We will wrap it up with the Alice. This is the Alice versions. We're not doing Raccoon City. So it will be Resident Evil, the final chapter. What a name. Like, they couldn't even give it one of these stupid subtitle names like Retribution or Contribution or whatever. It's got to be the final chapter. So we're going to be wrapping this thing up and sending it on its way.
There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast, or go to www.geeksandflix.com. The website is down as we speak because I am updating the website for making it easier for you guys to navigate and everything. But if you guys want to get some merch, go to www.geeksandflixstore.com. Check out the t-shirts and everything there. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. He is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.